What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
St. Louis Conservative. But don't give a f***.
We make no apologies for what you're about to hear in this segment. It's probably going to trigger a few liberals. It's a new segment where we give a mainstream media platform to conservative voices on social media. This is where the rest of the media selectively ignore these people. And even though they got millions of followers, in many cases, on social media, the mainstream media doesn't want to hear from these
folks. Of course
not. Absolutely
not.
And I decided, because I saw a trend happening as I was doing research and trying to find really good conservative voices, a lot of them are minorities. Tons of people out there saying amazing things, ripping on the left, yet the left is never going to let these voices be heard, right? And so I decided to make Monday segments our Minority Mondays, where we give a platform to millions of minorities who are beginning to see the light. These are Black Americans, Hispanic Americans, Asian Americans that the Dems think they own and who have been a huge part of their voting base for 40 years. Of course, that was when they started pumping out the welfare and destroying the schools and destroying the family and everything else. But millions of folks are waking up and they're seeing that the woke liberal agenda is not for them. And first up today in this clip is a woman by the name of Carlette Coleman. She lives in D.C., has a few choice words for a bunch of libtards who are protesting the peace and who are advocating for the crime to continue in our nation's capital. Well, Carlette ain't buying what they're selling anymore. Hit it, Carlette.
They don't have nothing else to do. It's too quiet
Those were protesters right now for them.
So they got to go outside and cause some trouble and make noise on their own. Talking about free D.C. You know what? Y'all need to get freed from yourself. For real. Y'all are a hot mess. Just a hot, sick, psychopathic, hot mess. All of y'all need some medication. Every single last one of y'all. Y'all need to be banging pots and pans. Yes! Yes! Somebody come through here and give these people some risperidone. Bunch of freaks.
I love her! Her name again, Carlette Coleman. Look her up on X and on Facebook.
She's talking about the protesters who were protesting.
Banging pots.
The troops. Were there and led to zero murders in Washington, D.C. this past week.
A whole week where it's safe. And this next cut, another D.C. native. This guy is amazing. He's calling out the lies of the left, celebrating the Trump administration. He lives in D.C. and he's walking down the streets in the middle of the night on Saturday night. And he's praising Trump, and just listen to this guy. He goes off on, about the whole D.C. situation. Lives there, loves it. Here we go.
So what Donald Trump proved that it's possible to end black-on-black crime. He proved that, right? In D.C., his troops, no murders for the entire weekend. That is insane. And to think that the left would protest against that, to think that the left would say, oh my God, it is a bad thing that black people are now stopped killing each other. And the reason why that is a bad thing for them is because that is a core of liberalism, right? That is part of what makes them victims. So if you take away each sort of victim mentality peg or pillar, that's one less person that's going to have a victim mentality. So that's one less person that'll be a leftist, that'll be a woke libtard, right? So they are freaking out. But what's crazy is the fact that he could actually fix that. And with police, who would have thought? That's why I always say every hood should have one prison in it.
I'm telling you, Mark.
Every hood should have one prison in it?
Yeah. And these people, they're waking up. They're seeing it. They're seeing in D.C. that it's working and that he's not crazy and that their streets are becoming safe. They can go out for a walk. This guy's walking out in the middle of the street while he's talking there.
Yeah, walking in cicadas, clearly. You can hear him in the background.
You can hear him. And I just think it's cool to see this awakening that the mainstream media is ignoring. But I think this is going to have a huge impact on the polls.
I think
in the
you're
upcoming.
Right. Dan, I really think it's a great point. It really is. I don't know how Donald Trump's done it. I don't know if he's going to send troops to these other cities or not and get away with it. In fact, we'll talk to Hans about that coming up in the next hour. But the impact is exactly what I figured it would be when we talked about this last week.
Yeah.
If this works, if this experiment, this test in D.C. works, the biggest fear for Kara Spencer or Brandon Johnson or, you know, largemouth bass out in L.A., the biggest fear for them is that their constituents realize they've been lied to for all of these years by all of these Democrat mayors, that the answer is fewer police and less incarceration and more midnight basketball. And in the meantime, they can't walk down the street in the middle of the night without fear of getting murdered because there are not enough police on the street. It's simple.
And what will the trickle-down effect be? That's what I think the big thing. I mean,
that's what they're afraid of.
Right. Businesses could return to certain areas that have been so crime-ridden, and things begin to open up. People move back into neighborhoods because the crime rate has dropped so significantly. I mean, it could have a huge effect on some of these urban cores.
And it may be a slow, it may take a little while, but you know they're going to fight it tooth and nail. They're going to claim it's racist, it's this, it's that. What
kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What about murder is racist? Like that guy pointed out, the majority of murders in Chicago are black on black crime.
Yeah.
It's not the police killing people. It's not, in most cases, white people killing black people. It's black people killing black people. And if you can mute that and reduce it, somebody lives to see another day. How is that a bad thing?
Well, and he pointed out, for every murder that doesn't happen, you're saving a black life, right? I mean, in D.C., 82% of the murders were black on black, were black victims. And he's saying, if you stop the crime, we stop losing our young people, right? And if you can stop the murders, stop the shootings, look what happens. I mean, an entire week in D.C. without a murder, that's outrageous. That has not happened in that city.
Yeah, that's true. And I know the feds have stepped in with more FBI resources and all of that. I wonder, let's just take St. Louis, for example. If Trump convinced Governor Kehoe tomorrow to call out the National Guard in North City, for example, I wonder what impact that would have over the course of a month. Just the fact that their presence was there, backing up the St. Louis police. They wouldn't be there to arrest anybody. But with that presence, people aren't going to be as bold to walk down the street with their gun hanging off their hip or
drive by
and random spraying bullets at people. They're just not. It's going to mute that for sure.
Because they're going to get caught. Right now, so many of those shooting crimes go unsolved here because they don't have the manpower to be there when they happen. Well, they be there, obviously, in those troubled neighborhoods where the bulk of the shootings occur.
It's definitely a short-term fix, whatever's going on, but it just addresses the bigger issue of what if. Hey, what if we tried putting more feet on the ground, more officers on the ground? Well, we can't hire enough, or we don't have the money for that. Really? That's your excuse? You had money for this. You had money to fund social workers, but you didn't have enough money to put more police officers on the ground in my neighborhood.
Yeah,
I love the fact that you're pointing that out because it's going to get more and more attention. Didn't Kara Spencer say the other day we welcome the extra attention from the feds?
Yeah,
you hear that
when it's related to tornado and recovery there.
Well,
but she doesn't want their help to clean up her streets from crime.
On the FBI,
side.
She did say
the
FBI
side,
with the extra FBI officer, she welcomed their assistance.
Yes. But she wouldn't welcome the National Guard to come in and thwart it.
Well, it's not an emergency, Dan.
Of course not.
All we had was, 178 murders this year. It's not an emergency.
By bringing peace to our streets, you're violating our 10th Amendment. That's the argument.
I don't know what the murder number is. I could look it up here real quick.
Of course, the 10th Amendment deals with sovereignty of states, right? And the governors need to invite him in or invite federal and declare the emergency. Therefore, he can bring it in. And that's where their argument is standing. Let's forget about the results and the good things that could happen. Every governor should be saying, come on in and
maybe
help. Pritzker's already said he won't allow him into Chicago.
Maybe we need to rethink this.
What's that?
If all of the red states are suddenly murder-free, all the people from the blue states are going to want to move here.
So you got Kehoe saying Kansas City, St. Louis, let's clean them up.
I'm just saying.
That'd be a great idea.
Well, I don't know, though. Do we want to move in here? Because they're going to vote for Democrats.
Who would?
The people coming from the blue states. Yeah.
Who would flee
here
from
Chicago.
They're going to
come here seeking shelter, and then hopefully they don't vote for the same stupid policies that got him into that mess in the first place.
Well, that's why I'm doing Minority Mondays on my segment, to show that minorities are waking up and they're seeing the truth and they're loving on Trump in D.C., that's for sure.
I think you're absolutely right about that, my friend.
Did you see who was protesting too in New York? A bunch of white liberal women.
All white liberal women.
Yeah. I'm like, seriously.
Many of them paid, from what the stories I read this weekend. Many of them are known to be paid professional activists. Wow. Boy, they're hurting. I'll play that bite for you from Harry Enten when we come back in a few minutes. Plus, if you're listening early this morning, you get a bonus. In the 5 o'clock hour today, we're going to give away some Doobie Brother tickets. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.